9256.
The Catholic Church is getting ready to defend itself ahead of the filing on Monday, the big sex abuse case, basically saying the priests aren't part of our staff here at the Vatican, fair or foul, America. Oh, thank goodness. Looks like we can't really be sure that our cell phone will cause us cancer, according to a new study. But didn't they just tell us that there was the real possibility of that? How about that volcanic ash closing down London's Heathrow Airport? It must be a nightmare if you work there. You never know from day to day what's going to happen. Plus, all the people, and it is a crowded airport, that come in and out of Heathrow from day to day, not knowing whether or not they're going to get on a flight. We just had this last week once again for a couple of days. Now, fast forward, and here we go again. It backs up the flights the longer that the volcanic ash hangs around. But would you want to be on a flight that was flying through glass? And the answer is no. I'll take those extra days in London, please. After all, they have that great food there. Yeah, right. The Yorkshire pudding, have you ever had that? Or perhaps one of those very, very well-done steaks? Yeah, that's when I think, you know what? I really am glad I live in America. We know how to cook a steak versus the way the Brits do it. Anyway, right at the top, still the buzz here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, from coast to coast and everywhere in between, is the oil spill and what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico and the now two dreaded letters, the company, that's right, BP, and what they did or didn't know. Were they trying to cut corners? And why are they pointing fingers at the subcontractors? The subcontractors are saying it's their fault, and there's going to be more of that investigation going on in Washington, as they'll just grill them on the hill a little bit more. The latest is this. The oil, some of the oil is being siphoned with this threat that could go as far as all the way around Florida to the Atlantic side. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, okay? So the oil being siphoned by this mile-long pipe that they have, my friends, is a good thing. At least there is some of the oil that's getting out of there, let's face it. But it's such a small amount compared to the amount that is pouring out that black plume, the video that we saw released last week, where they understated the amount. Because, of course, there's no way to measure that. They don't really have exact measurements. So this mile-long tube siphoning oil from the site is at least a step in the right directions. In the meantime, there are now records that show that the agency responsible for ensuring that Deepwater Horizon was actually safe, that it was operating safely before it exploded, was pretty short of its own policy of monthly inspections. They weren't doing them. Because this was an oil rig that was making tons of money but was very safe. In fact, one of the safest. 7 years, no accidents. And then that's when the accidents happen, right? Cut corners, get a little sloppy, start to have arguments with the subcontractors, feel the pressure because there's always pressure to get it done faster, get to that well, what are you doing? And then look what happens as a result. The governor of Texas, Governor Rick Perry, had this to say, because in Texas they're concerned about oil hitting the shores there.
As it stands right now, the closest oil in the water is still more than 150 miles from Sabine Pass. Not making much headway, fortunately, due to the currents and the wind. We have deployed resources to Mississippi and Louisiana as requested, and we're standing by to help in whatever ways are necessary.
All right, so whatever means they have to do, you've heard the governor there, obviously, because already, look, this is Texas has been through it with various hurricanes, and they certainly know all about oil rigs off the coast, and they're right there in the backyard, and if it does reach the shores, it would be a disaster there, too, because of all the beach areas. And here we are right in the thick of Memorial Day and all that sort of stuff. Speaking of that, just quickly here, It's the beginning of hurricane season. We're getting closer and closer to it, and some major storms more than average are expected in the Atlantic and in the Gulf. So what would this do as a result of all this cleaning up this oil spill? It's got to be another thing that is on the backs of BP and everybody else that's trying to make this happen, because that would completely scuttle any cleanup. We know that you would force people to retreat. And what would happen, all the gallons of oil that are pouring out, the climate conditions are pretty ripe for a destructive hurricane season. You know, it starts June 1st to the end of November in the Gulf. I hate to throw a monkey wrench into this, and I just was thinking about this the other day, and now I think some people are starting to talk about it, but that would cripple the cleanup. Especially since they have not capped it at this point. It would be disastrous on the shorelines, and the rigs would have to, they'd have to retreat. What are they going to do? Unless they cap it. But even capping it, what happens with the currents? And so the anxiety levels have to be off the charts. Because the prediction is this is going to be a rough one. It doesn't mean that the predictions necessarily come true, but some storm researchers and others say that, It's shaping up to be that kind of a season. That we're looking at loops in the Gulf Stream, and it looks like it could be pretty rough. And all it takes is one storm to smash into that same area. And, you know, there's not much that I could find, because we probably haven't had it, where you can see the effects of a storm on an oil spill. On offshore oil rigs and the concern there, yes. But on what happens to the oil, that's a different thing. What kind of danger would it present, and ultimately where would it push all the oil? I would have to think, well, I know with the cleanup effort it would certainly crimp that, because you couldn't have all those boats out there, those rigs out there. They would have to retreat. They wouldn't have any choice. They wouldn't be able to do it. They couldn't. So let's just hope, keep your fingers crossed, that we don't have any rock your world hurricanes, at least at the top of the hurricane season. A lot of times that occurs in the later end of it, but there's no guarantee of when this whole cleanup thing is going to happen either. I mean, they're trying to do it, but it's not capped at this point. Oof. All right, getting ahead of the curve, that's what the Vatican is trying to do by saying that here's the thing, we're outlining our defense ahead of this big sexual abuse case. And the fact is that the Vatican, with their attorneys, making a very detailed defense, is saying that we're not liable for U.S. bishops who allowed priests to molest children, because bishops aren't employees. They're not employees. So, therefore, we're not complicit in this. How can we be held to this? And there was actually a document in a response to the claims that have happened that bars bishops from reporting abuse to police. There is a Vatican document that's been around since 1962. It's called Crimina Solicitations. It's Latin for crimes of solicitation. So, you know, fair or foul, here's the deal. They need to step up to the plate in a very, very big way. And I'll tell you why coming up around the bend.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand.
Though I don't think Super Saver has the legs for the Belmont. Maybe the Preakness, but I'm not so sure about the Belmont.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'd sure like to see one again anyway. But other than that, Kate, I wanted to talk about that Machete movie a little bit and how it was funded with taxpayer dollars and how it's kind of like those old movies that were around, you know, back in the 70s and stuff that helped, I think it was more like the 50s and 60s actually, that the Ku Klux Klan was making to recruit more members and things like that.
The Machete movie?
Yeah. You haven't heard of it yet?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, it's a racist movie. I've made a couple of post on it at liberalforum.org. Not that I'm a liberal, I'm an independent, but I lean more
conservative. Oh, I know what movie you're talking about. It's the movie with, because I know her from another series. If I'm right about this, it's the Machete movie is an action movie, right? Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about Jessica Alba's in it and Michelle Rodriguez is in it?
Yes, ma'am. It's not supposed to come out till September, but Alex Jones dedicated almost a whole show on it today. I guess a lot of it was paid with taxpayer dollars, like I was saying, and you can contact the people and everything, you know, you'll see me at Little Hawk at littleforum.org and just check out my post there. It's not my blog or nothing, so I'm not trying to.
Well, no, I know what this is about. I know what you're talking about, because the worry is, and I didn't happen to hear what Alex was saying about it, but it's about the concern about would it cause some kind of a race war? How much
right.
will this whip people up? And it's like you said, it's not coming out until later, like maybe September or so, but you can see it in the trailer, the things that happen in the trailer, and it's a lot of this implies certainly, Arizona. That's what they're the focus. You're looking at the possible freak out, especially in the beginning of this, and it's about immigration. Some of it lands on the lap of immigration. So, yeah, now you've really piqued our curiosity, too, by the way.
In this clip, he says it's a special Cinco de Mayo message
yep.
towards Arizona.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, it's just, I hope people are gearing up and getting their beans, bullets, and Band-Aids together because, something like this could happen. You know, a lot of times these Hollywood film industries, they'll make a movie about something that's to come, just like, the old going to the moon.
Yep.
Going
yeah.
to space movies from back in the 50s and 60s, like Star Trek and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I know what you mean, too, because what you're talking about, I didn't make the connection, but you're talking about one of the stars, Danny Trejo, I think his name is, and what you're talking about is what he said about to the Arizona State Legislature when he says, you're not going to mess with this Mexican. So this could really, I guess, the thought is it could really get under the skin of a lot of people once it comes out. And, for the movie makers, here's the scoop, Jeremy. They want to make the movie. They want to make the movie and make the money. Robert Rodriguez and the rest of them, that's what they're looking for, the buzz. So they're getting buzz over this, and that's part of the deal here. But will it actually lead to other things? It's interesting that you brought that up. Thanks for the call in Alaska. Coming up on the flip side, more of Odds and Ends here on America Tonight.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The first runner-up is Oklahoma, which means Miss USA 2010 is Michigan. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's more American than beauty pageants? Although the beauty pageants have fallen on rough times these days, haven't they? Miss USA was crowned, as you just heard there, was Miss Michigan tonight, or Sunday night, rather, and it was a big to-do for a couple of different reasons, and one of the reasons is because for the first time, the 24-year-old who was crowned was an Arab American. And it's interesting in the times that we live in, when we're talking about being worried about terrorism and Islamic jihadist threats and all that sort of stuff. I think that it's wonderful that this 24-year-old girl was crowned as Miss USA. She beat out 50 others to take the title. Her name's Rima Fakia of Dearborn, Michigan, and she won the whole thing and, you know, strutted across the stage, took the crown, and was just like any other young girl when she was asked about winning the title of Miss USA. How did she feel? She said, talk to me after I've had some pizza. And she's a Lebanese immigrant, and she told the pageant organizers that her family celebrates both Muslim and Christian faiths. And she moved to the United States as a baby, was raised in New York, went to a Catholic school. Her family moved to Michigan in, you know, 2003, somewhere in that neighborhood. And they had records that showed that she would be the first Arab American as far as the records went back, Muslim or immigrant, to win that title. The pageant started back in the 50s. So, and it started back in the 50s as like a bathing suit competition deal. So this is a pretty big, deal, I think, and more people are going to start to talk about this in the next probably couple of days. And when she's interviewed, she'll be asked about that and whatever. And I say, like I said, I say bravo, because this is the example of somebody who came, who somebody's family came here, went the citizenship route, whatever, and then she became Miss USA. Now, the toughest question she was asked was about Arizona's new immigration law, and asked whether she supports the law that requires police to enforce a law to verify a person's immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion that the person is in the country illegally. And she said she's against illegal immigration. So she clearly said that. She's against illegal immigration, but she's also against racial profiling. And then said she was a huge believer. Or no, I'm sorry. This, she was asked about the runner-up was asked about that. And she was asked about that previous to it, but the girl who lost, the girl who was Miss Oklahoma, who you heard, who came in second, was asked about the immigration and how she felt about the immigration law. And she said she was against illegal immigration, and but also against racial profiling, and said she was a big believer in states' rights, and said that's what's so great for America, and thinks it's perfectly fine for Arizona to create that law. So then the question becomes, did that hurt her with some of the judges because of the way that she answered that question? So here we go again with Carrie Prejeune. Remember the whole thing? And this is like part two of this. And I think that will probably become part of the story, besides the fact that you have an Arab American woman getting the crown. That'll be the story, because it's never happened before. And she comes from both backgrounds of being a Muslim and a Christian, the family celebrating both of those religions. Oof. All right, we're going to head to, if you have any thoughts on that too, by the way, you can throw them this way, 800-259-5791. We're going to head to the mailbag without further ado.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we have mail. And let's get to the mail. You just heard in that last segment, as we were talking about it, we ran a segment that was pretty popular last week on the Machete movie that's coming out and some of the controversy around it. It's interesting because here we are talking about the girl who was runner-up and her answer to the question about the immigration law in Arizona and whatever. And it's like, this is the gift that keeps on giving. Nobody's ever going to stop talking about Arizona and this immigration law until something's done about illegal immigration. So I got this from Dan, and he says, hey, Kate, listen all the time at work. Love the show. What I wanted to state is, in reference to the caller from Alaska, and that was Jeremy, that brought up the movie Machete and how it has to do with Arizona and the law regarding illegal immigrants. Just wanted to let everyone know that this movie has been in production for a long time. I saw the preview for it when Rodriguez's Grindhouse movies came out a few years ago. So I'm pretty sure this is in no way a response to the situation in Arizona. Thanks. You know, I didn't remember seeing that. I saw the Grindhouse stuff. I saw some of Rodriguez's other stuff, but I didn't remember seeing the Machete. I could be wrong. He's probably right. I didn't, in what I saw, I didn't see the Machete trailer or anything, but you are right, Dan, in the fact that it has been in production for a long time, because people are talking about this movie being in response to the immigration law. But I think more than that, they're talking about people in the movie reacting to Arizona's law and some of the comments as a result of that, and whether or not this is going to open up all these wounds, more wounds, and create a civil war because of this movie and whatever. And I think probably cooler heads will prevail. And besides, there's so much more commentary about what's happening in Arizona. Like I said, it's the gift that keeps on giving, that's not going to stop giving. And it's gotten ugly for the governor. There's no question about that. I don't think the law has ever even been actually enforced, because probably somebody steps in by the time all these lawsuits go through. Maybe. I mean, maybe it does get enforced. But I believe that what Arizona was trying to do is say, hey, listen, you got to do something, then you're not doing anything, and that's why people are leaving. Here's one from Paul. He says, hey, how about game law violators? It could add to the news of why would you do that? Love your program, Paul. Or he says, oh, Dark 30. That's probably a nickname. Or maybe it's not. But I understand where he was going with that. All right, that's an interesting twist. Here's one from Johnny C. Hey, Kate, love your show. I think the trifecta challenge was hilarious. When people call in, you can tell the people who know their horses, especially those people in Kentucky, from the others. Too bad you did not have a winner. It, as you say, it is really tough to pick the horses, just like it is in the NFL. When you're doing the challenge there, it's hard to figure out who's going to win the game, and let alone what the score is going to be. All right, this one from Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer up in Vermont. He says, sad to see Law and Order go. We mentioned that in We Can Count this time around, and also Thursday's show we were talking about it a little bit because there was rumors that it was probably the end of Law and Order. 20 years is a very long time. I wish I had that show when I was in law school way back when. Even today, it taught me things as a civil attorney. All the best. Yeah, because you remember, it's all ripped from the headlines. So a lot of the things that played out in courtrooms were replayed on this television show. And it was a big hit out of the gate. And they switched players. There's different actors that came and went during the series. But I thought it was pretty good back when I watched it here and there. Although I was a bigger fan of the, and I did watch it for a while. I watched it when I was in New York. I was doing a gig in New York, and so Law and Order came on, and that came on before I was doing something, and we just would all watch it. An engineer and I would watch it. And Jerry Orbach was still part of that cast, and it was fun. It was fun to watch him. But I was probably watched more like Matt. I probably watched more Law and Order SVUs than the straight up Law and Orders, particularly in recent years, which, by the way, that show's not going away. It's staying put. Jeremy in Alaska has sent us some more pictures. I think that he goes into his wildlife archives and he finds them for us. And it's actually, I still like his grizzly photograph that he sent us, but this one has polar bear cubs. I don't know, Matt, have you ever been to Alaska? You've never been to Alaska, right?
No, my parents have, but I've never been.
Really? I've never been either. And we talked about this, about the whole whether it's dark or it's light and when would you go and whatever. It would be cool to see. I mean, it's just beautiful when you see the pictures. But where to go would be the question. And I think there's just amazing, amazing wildlife that you would have a chance of seeing that you would never see in your life. There's just no way. I mean, there's in this country, there are great places to go. There are great parks to go and see. But I have a feeling that it would be extra special there, and particularly in some of those smaller areas where you really would get the sense of what the wilderness is all about. Although I would not want to encounter a grizzly unless it was from far away and I could look and see it. Oh, there's a grizzly. How about that? Isn't that exciting? I guess when you go camping, we had black bears kind of near us when we went, the last time I went camping, that was a long time ago, and it was in New Mexico. It was in New Mexico somewhere. And they warn you about the whole food thing, but if people around you are bringing out the food, then you're kind of stuck. Just a reminder, by the way, too, because of the email we got, nobody did hit the trifecta challenge, if you're curious. So anybody who called it, I'm glad you called. We'll do it again for the Belmont. But nobody hit the trifecta challenge. All right, we got the headers coming up next.
Did Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove, for family emergency solutions.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
All right, we're coming around the final turn here on this Hour of America tonight. So a couple of headers we're going to hit up for you. In the entertainment world, we already mentioned that Iron Man 2 still was big at the box office, smashing Robin Hood's debut, although Robin Hood opened up to some decent numbers, but it's all about Iron Man 2. They're seriously in the money. It would be considered to be a successful sequel when you're already over $208 million. And we've had a couple people call the show. Mark in New York said he saw it, he liked it. Don in Wyoming, I think, called, and he said he liked it. A couple of other people did, so a bunch of you have gone to see it. I saw the first one on a fluke, and I loved it. And I know Matt and I talked about it, something about Robert Downey Jr. He was the reluctant hero. We did a little segment on reluctant heroes that you see in the movies, and I'm anxious to see Iron Man 2. I'm sure at some point I'm going to get to see that maybe this week. The metal legend, for all you metalheads out there, Ronnie James, Dio, dead at the age of 67. Here's a little snippet of the man talking about the music.
Playing with the keys and tone, and then is going to be, you know, stepping up to another place. That'll be great. But Dio is what my imagination has to give to you. Where my ideas lie, where my heart lies, where my strength lies. And so that'll always be most important to me.
All right, he died from stomach cancer. He was suffering from stomach cancer. If you remember, he replaced Ozzy Osbourne in Black Sabbath and later was the guy behind the bands. He was just talking about Dio there, that band, and Heaven and Hell. And last summer, it was when he told the metal fans that he was suffering, in fact, from cancer. He had done a tour in Atlantic City, and he was doing an incarnation sort of Black Sabbath under that name, Heaven and Hell. And his he was pretty popular for metal people. In 75, he was the first lead singer of a group called Rainbow. And then, as I said, his big move was the Black Sabbath deal in 1980. So, and a lot of people think Heaven and Hell, a lot of critics think that's one of the best heavy metal albums of all time. It would probably make most people's list. If you're a heavy metal fan, then you know what I'm talking about. All right, so we move on from that story in the headlines to a couple of other things, including the fact that I mentioned this deal about cell phones, and there was concern over whether or not you could get cancer from using the cell phone. In fact, we had on one of my technology pals who was one of the co-authors of Internet for Dummies and has done a zillion things in the computer world. And we talked to Greg Stebbin, he's also one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, about the health issues surrounding the cell phone. And now there's a new study that's coming out that's telling us, well, let's kind of back up a second here. The cell phone study shows a problem with the method. So almost 13,000 people were covered in the inner phone study. That's what they did. And one potential problem might be that some of those who took part because they have a brain tumor did so because they already believed that the disease was caused by using a mobile phone. So let's say that the results are inconclusive from the world's biggest study out of London. So it's impossible at this point to truly say you can link mobile phone use and cancer, that's a definite scientific fact, to say the least, because there's a big push about this. I would think, I mean, listen, if you can have your cell phone, you have an iPhone or a Droid or whatever you have, and you can, and you're on the phone a ton, and you can put the phone on speakerphone, I mean, it's got to be, you'd think it would be better for you, or why not put it on speakerphone anyway, rather than have to constantly hold it up to your ear. But the fact that so many people took it that already thought that they had cancer, that's just a distortion, and that distorts things. So I don't think there's an accurate portrait of cell phone uses. So I would throw that out at this point and do what you like. I think it's easier to throw it on, you know, to put the phone down and to be able to hit it that way and not have to have it up by your head the whole time anyway. Most people use the Bluetooth deal, especially if you're in the car, because you shouldn't be having the cell phone up to your head or trying to text message anyway. And in most states, or I shouldn't say most states, but there are some states where you can get a ticket for doing that, and that's why the whole Bluetooth thing is bigger. And I would have to think that they might end up with a study someday that says, oh, you were smart to do that. All right, this is the most ridiculous thing. We talked about this on the air a long time ago, Roman Polanski. And Roman Polanski, there's this move in Hollywood to support him and to say that he's paid his dues, he's suffered, he was booted out of the country. This is ridiculous. So now Woody Allen is saying once again that he's supporting Roman Polanski, who's in house arrest in connection with this 33-year-old sex scandal. And Alan said, you know, Polanski was embarrassed. He suffered. He's paid his dues. He's an artist. He's a nice person. He did something wrong, and he paid for it. But Woody, he didn't pay for it, and he didn't pay for it because he skipped. He pled guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl. He was taken into custody, and sure, now he's under house arrest. But, you know, come on, give me a break. Now there's these, he did not go to jail. So now there's these new allegations that have come about that there's a British actress who claimed Polanski had sexually abused her when she was 16. Whether that, where that stands, you know, who knows. But now you've got other people, while Woody Allen's backing them up, there's other people that have come out and said, nah, there's no way I can't, like Michael Douglas, I'm not going to sign any petition. You know, that's, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. And Woody Allen backing up Roman Polanski, I mean, come on, give me a break. His relationship with Mia Farrow, remember that? There was a big scandal there when everybody found out he was having an affair with her adopted daughter, who was 22 at the time. I mean, you know, take that for what it's worth. But Polanski, he just needs to stay gone. That's it, gone. Why should he get the privileges when he didn't, when he skipped out on whatever the sentence would have been if he would have ended up doing that time or not? You know, who knows? Who knows? I talked about this already, but it's worth mentioning again. I've gotten a couple of quick emails on this from people who are traveling asking me about the volcanic ash and how far it's gone in Europe. And the answer is right now, and it changes. But right now, as of now, two of the busiest airports are closed, and one of them is Heathrow because of the volcanic ash. In Amsterdam, that airport, one of the biggest airports there, is closed because of the same reason, because of the volcanic ash. And there are other airports, by the way, besides Heathrow around London that are also closed down. Airports across Britain and Ireland closed for most of Sunday because of the drifting ash. So the shift of the no-fly zone, that's the problem. It just depends on where the air is going. And, you know, are there places that you can fly out of? It depends on that cloud. I mean, the Germans sent up a couple of test flights on Sunday to measure the cloud, and that's where they're getting a lot of this and getting the data, because they can't allow to have the flights up there for fear of what could happen. But if you remember, between April 15th and the 20th, how many flights were grounded? Like 100,000 flights. What was the dollar amount on that? 10 million travelers were affected. The airline said it cost them more than $2 billion collectively. Whew. Gee, it'd be so rough, wouldn't it, if you were off traveling, having fun with your family, and you had to get stuck for a couple of extra days in England or Ireland or Spain or, you know, wherever, if only.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Putting together a girl's night out, want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know, I hate you too. That's the way girls are.